Hey guys, welcome to The Roundtable. This is episode 109. I am Jenny Walker, the social media ministry leader here at Life Church. And this is Mike Hill. He is our lead pastor. And sitting in between us is Isaac Wilson and Delaney Dorsett.
Yay! Woo! The clapping hands.
Yay!
Special guests, young people perspective.
Yep. Requested.
World changers. Everybody should listen.
Absolutely. Yeah,
everybody should be watching.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Isaac or Delaney, I don't know which one of you want to start first.
You got it.
Tell us a little bit about you. What's going on in your life? What do you love to do? What are you excited about?
I'm a senior going into, I already messed up. We're in the first few minutes of this.
No, we just rolled with it.
You're a senior going into your senior year. What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm going into my senior year at Addington North. I play baseball. Played for the school and during the summer. That's
do you want to play after?
I'm trying. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a passion.
Mm-hmm. How do you try? How do you try to play after?
I mean, go to college.
Is that how you would?
Well, okay. I mean, that he's actually trying to get a scholarship.
Okay.
Like, you got to pursue some of that stuff, especially in baseball.
Really?
Well, baseball is the hardest thing to get a scholarship for.
Why?
Just the number of people are out there and who they give their money to. So it's pitchers, you know,
pretty much. Yeah.
Pitchers usually get a lot of money. Where in football, you can get a lot of scholarships there, but baseball's, there's not as much money there to do it. Catchers is one of them. Fastest way to the Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it is?
No.
Catchers. You don't think that's true?
No, I don't know.
How do you not know that? You're a catcher.
Yeah.
Like, you're a star catcher. How do you not know that?
Oh, that's exciting if you're a catcher.
That's the fastest way to get to the...
There you go.
Like, who wants to do that all their life? Sitting that down in a squat like
and
that.
And catch?
Yeah, hurting your knees.
Oh, it's squats. Killer on the knees.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially when you have a crazy pitcher. Have you had any crazy pitchers?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're not crazy all the time, but sometimes they'll have bad games and you're just sitting there ball after ball.
Yeah.
Oh, it's catching them.
Oh, yeah. And they're wild. Like my brother, I was a catcher. Uh-huh. So I had to catch my brother and he was awful. Like, he was the worst
that
pitcher
bad.
Ever. Well, that's why this finger's messed up.
Really?
Because when I was catching, I mean, he was all over the place. And so I had my hand and I tried to get out here like this to get it. And the ball hit me on the end of my finger.
Sick.
And a bone came out the end of my finger because it broke it and it came out the end of it.
That's disturbing.
You haven't had any of those weird things happen to you yet?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever had any of your fingers get real from catching?
Like,
throw hard enough that...
Like after a long tournament, my pointer finger will be numb for a couple of days, but that's really it.
Oh my goodness.
I've never broken anything. My thumb gets jammed, but nothing
jamming.
Crazy like that.
Yeah. So do you want to stay around or do you care where you go?
I'd like to stay in Indiana.
Okay.
Or somewhat close.
Delaney, are you going to go to college?
I don't really want to.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
How much of your decision to go to college will be based upon your relationship?
Great question.
That is a good question.
I'm not quite sure how to answer that today,
like, but
a big part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it is for a lot of guys, especially if they really are in a serious relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because let's be honest, do long distance relationships last?
Yes, they can, but it's really hard at that age.
What do you think?
It's fair. I think it's fair.
It's hard at that age because, I mean, you are in such a small town, and I'm speaking from, like, experience. Like, you're in such a small town that when you get out, you meet so many more people, and it's like people forget.
Yeah. No, I'm not trying to discourage him from
going
to college.
I know.
I'm just saying
if
relationship fits in it somewhere in that, that's always harder because it's just like a different
world.
Yeah, it's a different world.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was saying.
Yeah. Okay. Things you love to do other than baseball. Do you binge watch anything on TV? Are you into any movies? Are you a video game player?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't go crazy over any video games, but I'm a huge Stranger Things fan.
Stranger
I love
Things.
It. Oh yeah. Did you ever watch it?
No.
I've watched it.
No, but
it's
started watching Manifest.
You did?
Because you guys talked about it last week and I started watching it.
And you like it?
Well, yeah.
I
got to turn this thing off. I'll be up. So I watched a couple episodes.
Uh-huh.
No, but my kids are Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm. I love Stranger Things. Yeah, I love Stranger Things. It's weird.
Yeah.
I had to stop watching it. It was too weird for me.
Stranger Things is a big sci-fi?
Yeah, and I'm not typically one to like sci-fi, but
you don't like Star Wars?
I never watched it.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, Nick's that's a big a fan, Star Wars but I never. Guy.
You didn't never, get your kids to watch Star Wars?
Wow. Yeah,
they wouldn't watch it.
Bennett loved it.
Gosh.
I just truth comes out.
Okay, so Bennett is a Star Wars. You're not into it at all?
Not really. Okay. I bet if I actually watched it, it would grow on me.
No.
But.
Okay.
Not so. That good.
Stranger Things or Star Wars?
Star Wars. Absolutely. I've seen the old ones and everything. I think I saw one of the old ones in the theater, actually.
Oh.
It was awful.
You're an awful person.
I don't
person.
Even know what. If that makes me an awful person, I so can be get it.
I can no. get it like maybe you don't, but no, no.
They have no, like, I don't know, just the whole entire movie is terrible. It is. Like,
I hope every Star Wars fan out there, because you realize they're
cool. I hope you put this clip out.
Yeah. Because you realize the
clip you put out.
Fine.
You realize that Star Wars people are cultish, right?
Yes, I do.
Yes, you might be attacked in a back alley.
That's fine. Somewhere with for Darth dishes. Vader.
Yeah, that would be
yes,
perfect.
That would be,
somebody
that
jump
would
up
be.
In a Darth Vader and start beating the tar out of Jenny with a lightsaber.
That, oh my gosh.
That would be perfect.
That would be.
Okay. Anything else other than Stranger Things? Favorite movie?
Oh, man.
I know. It's a hard one.
That's so hard. It's such a broad question. I know.
I know.
Favorite sports movie?
Favorite sports movie? The Sandlot.
Seriously?
Yeah. What? I love that movie.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Or The Benchwarmers. Have you seen that
I've
movie?
I've seen Benchwarmers,
too. Oh, it's so funny.
Those
that
are
is
good
funny.
Ones. Yeah. Okay, so if you could go forward or backward in time.
Backwards.
Backwards?
Oh, yeah.
Where would you go? You could go back as far as you want. What period of history and why?
Oh, man. There's just like...
Like, you wouldn't want to go back and see anything? Like, any part of history that you would go back and be like, I want to see that?
Not necessarily, like, history, but I'd say I want to go back to, like, the 80s. I feel like that'd be cool.
Isn't that, like, Babe well, Ruth's time?
So you
like,
realize, Isaac...
Not that long
Isaac,
ago.
Isaac, you realize no, anything in the past, is. You're like, I don't really want to go back in history, but I'll go back in the 80s. The 80s is history. Like, anything yeah. that's happened in the past is history. So,
what
the
about
80s,
Babe Ruth?
Why the 80s?
Babe Ruth, that's the 80s.
What did you just
I
say?
I thought that's a baseball player.
Did you just say Babe Ruth was in the 80s?
Yes. When was he in it? But whatever, he's a baseball player.
I honestly don't know, but it is not the 80s.
It's not? Okay, well,
no,
go back
like
to his time.
Way, way back. Like,
whatever.
Way, way back.
50s.
Okay. What about the 80s would be like, I want to...
It's a lot different. I assume it's a lot different than what we're living through now.
Okay.
Colors.
Colors.
I don't know. It's just so pretty then. Like they've got all the neon colors, you know what I mean? Or maybe that's the 90s.
Is one, huh?
Like they have the, I don't know. I just felt like it was a bunch of colors.
No,
like it was
that
a colorful life.
No.
Not having your phone. Like I just think that would be so weird.
That's what I was thinking
like,
when I said
just
that.
Just imagine it. It's so weird. Like when we went to the Honor Mission trip and literally like my phone said no service. And I mean, I knew it was coming, but I just, where can you go in America?
Did you almost cry?
Don't have service. No, I didn't almost cry. But it was just weird. Like
to have no phone service?
Yeah, because like you don't get that like anywhere in the United States that like I thought, really. Mm.
Did you grow up with a phone?
With iPads and.
Okay.
iPods.
When did you
like
get your first phone?
Sixth grade, going into middle
grade.
School.
Mm-hmm. And it was an iPhone?
Yeah.
Okay. So you've always had an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Delaney, you ready?
Sure.
Okay. Tell us about you. What are you into? What's going on in life?
Well, I'm also senior going into senior year. I work at Jebby's, the ice cream place in Roanoke. And I work at Boys and Girls Club.
What's it called?
Jebby's.
Is that new?
It's been
1 year anniversary is like coming up.
Okay.
Really? Yeah.
What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
S'mores to love.
Mm.
It's so good.
S'mores.
Can you eat as much as you want?
Not really. We get one free scoop every shift and we can't eat it during our shift. We have to eat it.
Like is somebody like, really watching?
There's a boss in there all the time.
Oh, really?
Like there's
cameras.
Two bosses and they're always, one's always there.
Yeah. See, that would be my worry. If I worked in an ice cream shop, you know, I have the fat man's disease right now.
Yeah.
Like, I would be.
It would be
big,
over.
Oh, Zesto, when I worked there, it was so bad. I would always, you could eat as much ice cream as you wanted there.
Where?
Zesto. Yep. When
really?
Did you work there? Was that your first job?
Yeah.
I feel like that's everybody's first job.
Freshman year and sophomore year.
Yeah, that was my first job. Zestos.
Zestos?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And you could eat as much ice cream as you wanted. And
like, she doesn't mind, or she's just not
there?
She's
never in there. She doesn't care.
But yeah. She doesn't care, yeah. I mean, she didn't when I was there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you ever just put your mouth under the soft serve machine and start filling it up?
No, but that sounds like a great idea.
I would just eat a cup full of brownie pieces.
Okay. Yes, the razzles.
I just figured for fun, somebody would do that. Just get your mouth. No, maybe. You've never seen anybody do that. Nobody opened up their mouth. And
why don't the next, all-you-can-eat buffet that you go to, why don't you do that?
Well, they had an ice cream machine at the wedding 2 weeks ago.
They did.
And, yeah, it could have got bad. If there wasn't a line of people around, I would have just kept
That's
going
good.
Up. But
I'm glad that there was a line.
Yeah, no, it was bad. Yeah. Okay, what else? What do you love? Movies, favorite movie, TV show?
I like shark movies a lot. I don't know why. I just love shark movies. Like, I like, my favorite one's probably The Meg.
And the what?
The Meg.
Where the lady got her arm bit off? No?
Probably.
I don't know what The Meg is.
The surfer that did that?
Yeah, the surfer. That's what that movie is?
No, I know what you're talking about.
Okay. What's The Meg?
Oh, that one? I don't know what that one's called.
Well, that's a shark one.
Yeah, well, that's like an inspiring one.
Yes, it is.
You don't want any of the inspiring movies.
Jaws and stuff like that.
She wants to see people get eaten by sharks. Oh, so wow. That's what she says.
So the Meg is a massive shark that goes
it's
around.
It's like the megalodon.
I have no idea what that is.
Shark that's like extinct now or something. But okay. It's like they find one.
Okay.
And then it like comes up to the surface and then it caused a lot of problems.
So is it a little bit like Jaws?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like a lot of shark movies are the same, but yeah. They're just good.
So I heard in the news there was this fisherman and he was on this boat and he was like washing his hands and the shark came up, bit his arm and pulled him down in the water. And all of the people in the boat, like all the other fishermen, had to grab him and pull him back up.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know if he lost his arm. That was all I read. So it was great.
Wow.
Yeah, speaking of sharks.
Any Netflix stuff that you're binge watching? Do you like to read?
I had a phase this year where I read some, but I kind of haven't read in a while now.
Like if you were going to read, what would be your genre? Because I just assumed
romance,
Isaac didn't
probably.
Read. I didn't even ask
him. That's not very nice.
Well, again, most guys
right.
don't
read. I don't
read. Most
That's
guys
true.
Don't.
That's
I
true.
Haven't read a book like by myself since like 8th grade.
Yeah.
It's all been in English
don't
class.
Don't blame you. Because you're forced to read enough of them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No. So if you were going to read, what would be your genre?
Probably just the romance ones.
The romance ones.
Oh, so should we go from shark attacking everybody to reading the romance novels?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Could,
forward or back in time?
Probably back.
Okay.
I would probably want to go back to when my parents were like teenagers just so I could see what they were doing.
just to see how they interacted with each other. Yeah. And
then if I came back here, I'd be able to like just know what all the stuff they did.
Yeah,
like,
they actually,
well, you did this.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, but there's no other thing that you'd want to see in history other than your parents dating?
I had a World War II phase in like 4th grade.
Okay.
So maybe I'd go back then and see how things were going.
Yeah. If World you War could, II how about phase. This? If you could go back and change anything in history, was there
Ooh,
anything?
In history.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like if
no,
you could change something in history, like you could go back and if you did something,
mm-hmm.
it would change history.
Like in my lifetime or like just
anything. Yeah, because you know it would have an effect on your
yeah,
lifetime.
It would.
Like if you go back and really anything that you would go back and Isaac, you could weigh in here too.
Thinking,
like
I don't know.
Everything would go back.
Well, everything would be different.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And it could even be something that's not that far back. Something that you would change.
What would you change? You didn't have an answer already?
Well, I mean, it would be different. Like, so if I could go back to change anything in my family, I would probably respect my parents more and actually have a relationship with them instead of being selfish.
Yeah.
So it's one thing now that I don't. Like when my mom died when I was, 20 years old, I often thought, you missed out on a lot of opportunities because the older you get, the more you realize is that, parents, although they might be annoying, still have a lot of, relational stuff. So I wish I would have thought of them higher than I did. Mm. I just thought they were annoying and in the way and didn't respect them really well. So I wish I would have, had an opportunity to just spend more time with him because it lingered over into when I was first married then. So right. then we were first married, we didn't spend a lot of time with my parents and, you know, and then we just started to build a relationship back and then mm-hmm. mom dies. So
yeah.
Yeah. That I just would have taken a better look at that piece of it.
That's
and the only other thing is I'd go into the military.
Really?
The one thing that I completely regret. That's it's really
not going into the military.
Wish I just would have served my country. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like a loser.
What branch would you go into?
The Marines.
The Marines.
Yeah. Just because if I did it, I'd want to be like, I feel like if you go in the Air Force, you might be a weenie.
No, that's the Guard.
I'm just kidding to all of, huh?
Isn't it the Guard? Are the weenies?
No, I'm just saying, like, if you look at branches, of,
right,
like,
the Guard.
Toughness of going through.
Right. Marines is the hardest.
I would assume.
Yeah. So. No, the Navy. Isn't the Navy?
Like a or Navy SEAL.
Yes.
Afterwards. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I wish I would have at least said I did something wow. for my country.
Well, yours are really deep. I can't go after that. Those are really intense.
Yeah. Delaney or Isaac, anything that you would change? You don't have to answer either. It's not a.
I mean, it's not very serious, but I kind of wish I would have played golf longer in middle school.
Mm. Oh, wow.
I played golf like, I don't know.
Are you still a golfer?
No, I don't do it anymore.
Why not?
Well, I mean, we went the other day.
She only wishes that so she's better than I am.
I mean, so you beat her? Next to a baseball player who just can hit it and don't go
yeah,
far.
Exactly.
Like, it's not much.
See, I feel like being a baseball player is a disadvantage for golf.
Really?
Because your swing's so messed up.
Oh, yeah. Every time you hit it, it just...
Yeah. It's like a baseball player's swing
okay, but
turns out.
He can still hit farther than she can.
Yeah, you just...
Yeah, but she's going from the ladies' tee.
Well, we just went to the driving range. We went to Topgolf the other day, too.
Okay. Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. So you would be a golfer.
Yeah. I did volleyball, but I quit, like, after freshman year.
Okay.
So I would have done... I wish I would have done golf after that.
Okay. So talk about you guys' relationship. How long have you been dating? How long have you guys been together? Well, we're not allowed to talk about the... What, you're in a relationship, right?
I know, yeah.
Why is everybody laughing then?
I don't know. It's just that funny.
Huh? I thought maybe there was this underlying thing as you guys broke up or something. You just came in as...
That'd be really awkward. Yeah.
No.
You want to...
How did you meet? How long have you been together?
Yeah, were you guys friends before?
We've... like known of each other like since elementary school. We never had the same classes, but we went to Northwest together.
Northwest.
Never spoke to each other or anything. And then what was it? Freshman year. It was just a big group of people, and it was like some of your friends' friends invited me to go, and then I started going. Barely talked to each other. And then, I don't remember exactly what happened. And I was like.
It just I remember.
You remember?
You remember?
When you texted me when I was at Zesto.
Oh, yeah.
I was at Zesto. Me and Emily were there, and we're making a milkshake, and I didn't even know he was there. I didn't see him. Emily handed him his milkshake, drove away later, texted me, and said he wished his milkshake was thicker.
Yeah, no, he didn't.
I didn't even make your milkshake.
That's funny.
I didn't even make your milkshake.
Was that the way you were going to hit on her?
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
That was his in line.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because there's like a handful of people that was like, oh, like Delaney's so cool, you should get to know her. I was like,
yeah.
Stop.
All right. Yeah. So that's how I started it.
So the male way of hitting on somebody, wish my milkshake was thicker.
Oh, my.
No, that's funny. So you guys started dating after that?
Well.
I mean, talking stage. Are you familiar with all that?
Okay.
We brought him up to speed thousands of times.
I still think it's dumb. But
right.
I don't really
but
get
you understand it.
Huh?
You understand it.
Well, no, I don't really. I know that there's this idea that you're talking.
Yes.
You know, but it's not really dating. And I really don't even understand the difference. What's the difference?
There's a huge difference.
Is there?
Yes, what? There is.
Okay, wait. Let him answer.
All right,
this
all right,
isn't
all
about
right.
you, Jenny.
All right,
Jenny.
Whatever. I'm trying to help him out
here. Go ahead.
No,
I don't want
to go
say.
Now.
Why?
Because he can answer it.
What
you
is
can
the,
take it away if
no,
you want
to. No, you got
to.
It. You got it.
I
don't hear
talk
yours.
About the, what, so what is the benefit of the talking or texting or
stage? Making sure she's
really
not totally crazy.
That's fair.
Huh?
I could have hit
you
it.
You could have.
If I wanted to.
So is talking really talking or is it texting? Or is it Snapchatting?
There's actually what? Hold on. What my family says is there's talking one and there's talking two.
Two talking ages. Wow. Yeah,
is this Nick's dating advice?
Dating like
Is Nick the one who came up with talking one and two?
I could never understand if it was just talking, like actually talking to the boys, or talking because you actually like liked them and they liked her.
Okay.
So it was a talking one or a talking two. What stage are we at?
Okay.
That's smart.
So like one is like just like snapping or texting or whatever, like getting to know them, and then two is like, I kind of like them and like start hanging out. That's just what.
Yeah. So talk about the whole concept of snapping. Like, I know what it is, but how would you get to know each other on Snapchat?
Well, it's not like we're texting on Snapchat too.
I didn't know that happened.
It's not like we're just sending pictures back and forth.
Okay, so I don't know anything about it. I thought Snapchat was just something that you can take a picture
and then you can type on it.
Yeah, there's a chat thing for it.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So that's the idea. And then,
yeah, you gotta make sure you look good for every photo too. Huh? Just until you get to the dating, then you can send ugly pictures.
So as a guy, when you're Snapchatting a girl that you like, was there ever, I took a picture, I gotta erase it.
Oh, countless times.
I thought only the girls did that.
Oh, no.
No? It's like, you're like,
you kind of look at it for a second. That's not it. And you have to redo it.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, wow. Delaney?
Oh, yeah.
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 I was gonna say, for sure, it seems like girls would have to.
Yeah.
Do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So again, so since your freshman year, so 3 years, 2 years.
That was the talking stage at the end of freshman year. So it's been really close to a year and a half.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Wait, what's today?
Today's the 27th.
I think.
You actually know your dating anniversary?
Oh, yeah.
Well, dude, what is it?
That's impressive.
Yeah, what is it?
December 31st.
Aww, wow. New Year's Eve. That's cute.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how did that go down? tell us. I want to know that story.
Well, you're the one who did it. Like, you should tell it.
Yeah.
Okay, so my friend has a New Year's Eve party, like, every year since we were in middle school. And so it's like, hey, can I bring Delaney? She's like, yeah, they brought all their girlfriends and whatever. And so... Oh, what time is it? It's like 11:50.
It was literally like 11:45.
And do I have to say the line too?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh,
okay. Goodness. So we just get done taking pictures with like all the props and the cool background and whatever, and everyone else goes back to the TV.
You brought it up. You were zooming in on him on this one.
And I go, oh, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's, I don't want to go into the new year without you as my girlfriend.
Oh, that's cute.
And then you pulled out the mistletoe and gave her a kiss.
Yeah, exactly.
Not quite.
Oh, that's goodness.
Then it was a new year and then they kissed.
Wow.
No, we didn't.
You didn't kiss her
on New Year's night?
Were you not allowed to kiss yet?
I don't know. I would have been too scared. I mean, he's my first boyfriend, first kiss, like everything. Aww. So I was probably too scared.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm glad you didn't, but I was afraid I was going to go home. My parents were going to think you did.
That would bother you?
Yeah.
The thought of that.
Well, at least you don't have the story that your sister had.
Yes.
See, if you would have listened to that podcast, you would have heard that story.
Yes.
Have you heard that story before?
Maybe. Oh, she was in the car, I think.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah,
when Sherry came pulling up behind.
Yeah, you were in the car.
And she was making out with Mitchell on the side of the road.
Was that awkward for you?
That was so awkward. I didn't want them to know I knew, but they did. They figured it out. Oh my goodness, that was great. I think that's hilarious.
Yeah, I know. It is amazing.
Okay, so talk about some of the challenges of dating in high school. Mm. Are there any?
Like dating in high school?
Well, yeah, just because, again, I mean, or dating in general, in the scope of, because you said, you know, go back to the 80s in history, because every season has a challenge that goes with it. So is there challenges in you guys' relationship that you guys face as a young person? Because remember, this is going to be the most viewed podcast by young people that are going to take your wisdom and learn from it.
Right.
So, or maybe it's not even challenges. Are there things that advice you would give to young people that are dating to stay in a relationship, to move forward in a relationship, or thoughts that you guys would have?
room.
Delaney's ready. She look at her. She's got it. She, Delaney has the, I'm ready.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's hard to tell when somebody's taking a relationship serious or not.
Okay.
So it's like you have to be really intentional about it and like make sure, like, I don't know. You have to just be very intentional about what you do and like how things go because.
Meaning you think that people don't take, yeah, like in high school.
Yeah, some people just don't take it seriously. And okay. It's like, I don't know where I was at. I think I saw it on like Campus Life Story or something. I was like, if you're not dating to marry, then you're dating for heartbreak. Mm. So it's like, that really is like something I think about because I'm like, I don't want to date just to like get hurt. Like, mm-hmm. I want to date for like a reason kind
of
thing.
Yeah.
I see that type of stuff like even out of my own friends too. Like just dating, like, I don't know, they don't take it very serious.
Okay. Right.
And then just like some of the things they say, it's just different than.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so Delaney, would you think that the majority, mm-hmm. a decent amount of people that you know don't really go into dating with the concept of getting married?
I think some people do because it's just a common thing everybody does in high school. It's just you date in high school. So mm-hmm. it's like, and you date and you break up before you go to college. Like, right. That's just what everybody does. So. Right. It's just, and it's like all the benefits of dating in high school. Like you get all the holidays, like Valentine's Day and all those kind of things. Like, and then you don't want to like get left out of all that stuff. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so do you think it's an abnormal thing for a person to stay in a relationship in high school like you guys have?
Maybe. I feel like it depends on what grade you get into the relationship. Okay. 'Cause I feel like take it a little bit more serious the older you get sometimes maybe, but I don't know. Or, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I was just curious if you see long-term relationships in high school anymore.
We're in a friend group, and like, it's just three couples, and we're one of them. And how long have...
Well, Avery and Landon have been dating since, like, middle school.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then the others have been... They've been dating longer than we have.
Emily and Sam, I don't know how long they've been dating.
A little over 2 years. Something like that. But...
Yeah, because I hear, like, people talk about this idea that... You know, there's the, I date to marry. And then there's the other people like, well, who are you going to know? How do you know if it's the right person to marry if you haven't dated multiple people?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. Like, I hear people talk about that. I'm like, that just can't be a good idea.
It's not.
Like, that just can't be a good idea. Like, I can't imagine that there's that much out there that you'd be like, oh, let's line them all up and, you know, pick across the board.
Right.
Like, I can't imagine that. That's mm-hmm. what I've said it on the podcast before. So I dated Sarah or dated Sherry, mm-hmm. married her, dated Sarah. I the only two people that essentially that I've ever dated. I can't imagine like go on a date and then go on another date and then like go on a, like with different people.
Yeah. Tell your story over and over and over.
Oh, I just think it's exhausting. Be odd.
Yeah. It is odd.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so tell us about you guys individually. So let's talk about your faith, like how much of your faith journey is a part of not only your own personal life, but also in your relationship.
I've grown up in a Christian family. It's always been priority. Go to church every Sunday I can. Our relationship, we're talking about that earlier, but my memory's not.
Yeah, so
too good.
How much of Delaney being a believer was a part of your decision to date her?
It was very nice. It was good.
That was a bonus.
It was very nice.
I don't know.
No, it's okay. I mean, again, I'm just curious. Like mm-hmm. A lot of times that's not a consideration.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like it's not really, it's like, oh, she's hot. I'm going to date her. And then it's like, oh, there's a benefit. She's a Christian.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that goes along with the dating to marry thing.
Okay.
Cause like you see a good Christian girl and you're thinking, oh, well, like she's not just going to break up with me out of nowhere.
Right. If you, yeah. So you did you know if she was a believer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if she wasn't, would you still have dated her?
I think so. I don't know. That's so. Like, let's go all the way back. And
no, it's okay. Yeah. I was just curious.
Yeah.
Very confident answer.
And so how much, again, of your own faith journey do you bring into the relationship? Like, is it an important part of your relationship today? Like, do you guys challenge each other? How much of faith is a part of you guys' relationship today? So obviously it's good that you're believers, but right. from your perspective, how much of it now is an important part of, because remember, she's dating to marry. Uh-huh. So she's looking for a guy that's going to lead her. She's looking for a guy that's going to be the spiritual leader. She's looking for a guy that I'm just assuming, you know, that these are the types of things. So how much of that plays out, you know, again, so for our audience that's listening or watching, how much of that plays out in high school and not wait till after you get married? Is that question confusing?
A little bit.
It's a lot. But I'm trying. It's a big question.
Do you think it's
like,
confusing?
Do you guys do devotions together? Do you pray together? Well, yeah, anything like that?
Yeah, before.
Is that important?
We've done some devotions together and we have like conversations about how we can grow like that in our relationship and then like separately too.
Yeah, and then they go to church together too, right? Like you guys sit by each other and your families.
Yeah, no, that's what I was just saying. Yeah. Like, how does it play out? You know, how does it, how do you challenge each other? Do you talk about it? Because again, I would say the majority of high school relationships aren't talking about faith.
Absolutely.
Right. That's just a guess. Like, yeah. That's what I would have assumed, that they weren't talking about it. How about for you, Delaney? So talk a little bit about your journey, your faith journey, and how much it is a part of your relationship.
Well, I've also just grown up in the church, like with my family. And so I feel like it was really important for me to find somebody. Like, I've always been shown that too, to like find somebody that was a Christian or whatever. Cause, like, I don't know, my mom, it's like my mom and dad, and then Ashley and Mitchell both, like, they're the only person they'd like dated each other. And then they just got married, like, sweet high school sweethearts. And I'm like, it's kind of a lot of pressure, honestly. But so it was always just, and I always just heard the conversations between like my parents and Ashley as like she was dating Mitchell. So it was just like kind of stuck with me too, of like how to find somebody like that. And so, I mean, I ended up finding you. So.
Aww. Yeah.
So did you know he was a Christian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd seen him at church and stuff. So I just hope.
Yeah, and so for you, as you guys are in a relationship too, is what is important to you to see? So for all of our young ladies out there that are listening and they're trying to pick a Christian man to marry someday, what are some things that you looked for or things that you are hoping for in your future husband?
I feel like I've always been just brought up with like the traditional stuff, like that he's the leader and he's the like do all like let him do that kind of stuff and all like the what's it called?
Homemaker or
no, it's like
what does it start with?
All the I don't know.
Explain it.
Just like doing all like the opening doors and all those just like those things.
Yeah. Chivalry.
Like that kind of stuff. Like that's just kind of what I've figured would happen. So just like those kind of little things, I guess.
Yeah. So. Do you see him? Is he good at it?
He's pretty good at
it. Good job.
I'll take that.
Good job. Yeah, because that is unique. So you should be proud of that.
Yeah.
A lot of men have lost the art of treating a woman with respect and the art, you know, the idea of, you know, seeing that happen, you know, in their lives. So,
And I feel like I've seen through like when just like seeing through our friends or seeing through like his friends or stuff, like hearing some of like the things like that we tell each other about, like the things we see around different couples, I definitely can like see a difference on the way he treats me kind of thing.
Compared to
like other people out there. I'm like, sometimes I'll just randomly tell them, I'm like, thank you for being a good boy for me. Cause there's some really bad ones out there.
Yeah.
How'd you learn?
I don't know. I feel like I didn't really have to learn. I feel like it's just respect.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that man over there has done
a good job, Nick.
Just being a good role model. Just
being respectful. Right. That's how
I know, but
been.
You say it like it's so commonplace, but it's so not commonplace. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many.
Yeah.
Being respectful to even to women in general, right? Mm-hmm. It's not even just to the person that they're in relationship.
Right.
Like, that is a lost art, or even just being respectful to anybody.
Yeah.
You know,
very true.
That's not out there.
I think a lot of it is your personality too.
Meaning?
Like, I just think you are, I don't know, it's just part of his personality. He is nice and he's just that type of a guy. Hmm.
So he didn't have to put any effort towards it. It's just
probably not.
His, his natural
right,
self.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is natural
I mean,
for you.
Yeah, from, yeah.
Okay. All right. So we're at 30 minutes already.
34, whoa, 34.
So,
and yeah, we do so have a good amount of questions.
Especially since I imagine the questions are going to be, yeah,
yes,
thought-provoking and give us an opportunity to talk through really? Things.
Yeah, because your dad sent one in.
Of course he did.
Your dad sent one in on like Monday or like Sunday. I was really confused at first. Yes. I mean, he was on it too. Hold on,
I know
guys.
He would. He was literally was like, I wonder what kind of prank I can pull with this. And I was like, of course you would. I was like, you're the reason I'm doing this. So why would you make it even harder?
All right, we're going to start off with his first because he's...
We're starting with Daryl?
Yeah, because he was the first one that sent it in on okay. June 26th. So yeah, 2 days ago.
Okay.
All right. From Daryl Dorsett. Nick and Heather, you have done a terrific job. Isaac is a great guy.
Wow.
Oh, that's sweet. Isaac, where do you see God working in your life today? So there are multiple questions. So we'll start with that one.
I feel like it's, I mean, at school, I see it everywhere, really. Mm-hmm. See it working around my friends. That's sometimes it's harder to see than other times with what they're working through, definitely. Because I'd say a chunk of my friends are followers and then the rest really aren't, or they're kind of like in between.
Yeah. That's what I was going to ask you. Are you an anomaly?
What is
like, yeah, that's a hard question.
Like,
are you different? Unique?
Yeah. Way like, different. Unique from all of your
friends,
from most of your friends.
Some
when it
of
comes
them.
To your pursuit of God, the way you treat, you know, I just didn't know if you're a lot different than,
especially in sports too. Yeah, I feel like sports being is very different.
Like with my really, really close friends, not so much, but like sports teams and like bigger groups.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Good.
All right. Next question. What are you doing to make Delaney feel safe and secure in your relationship?
Wow.
That is a good question. Do you need me to repeat it so you can think? What are you doing to make Delaney feel safe and secure in your relationship?
Oh, God.
Okay.
And there's a bonus question.
I'd start that by always looking at like how she views things, like especially like when we get in little arguments,
like my point of view.
Yeah, her point of view is always like trying to be the leader and the bigger guy. Or I'm like,
yeah,
we get it.
And just out of stuff like that. Like, I don't know exactly what I do to make her shy and feel safe, but.
Well, you treat her like a queen,
right? Exactly. Respect.
So you respect
I try.
Her.
Mm-hmm.
You generate. Well, I mean. What you said, like you generate conversation around faith.
Growth.
You are not like other boyfriends. Mm-hmm. So there's some security in knowing that he is different, that he's striving to be different. I mean, those are the things that I heard that would,
yeah.
If I was a woman,
and building
like,
each
wow.
other up.
Yeah. I mean,
too, that's important.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Bonus question. What advice, and this is, I think, for both of you, what advice would you give a parent when their teen is interested in dating? So either
that's
one of you
one.
Can, I know that is a good question.
Yeah, when
so,
you have kids someday,
yep.
What age can they date?
Mm.
Ooh. I mean, I wasn't allowed to date in middle school.
Right, and I was. So this is.
So it's kind of different.
Uh-huh.
Do you think, I don't know. I feel like eighth grade is like,
I think
I feel like eighth grade.
I feel like there's definitely a time for a big talk about it.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Like, when you're in early middle school, it's like, none of it really means anything, mm-hmm. I feel like. I mean, except for Avery Lana, they're like seventh grade now. They're like seniors. Now. They're but like, most of the time, that does not happen that often. So it's like, doesn't really mean anything. But like, I don't know. I feel like, I don't know.
I think eighth grade's a good.
I feel like eighth grade is a good
that's
answer.
A nice, that's a
like,
area.
Like your kid. Will it matter if it's your daughter or your son?
Mm.
Do you think so?
I don't know.
Because it's usually the opposite. It's usually like boys go out and have at
whenever
girls
you want.
Ain't nobody dating.
Yeah.
No, I'm a respectful son.
Yeah.
There's so many not good guys out there.
Yeah.
We want to make sure our son is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like it'll be different when I actually have a son and a daughter.
Right.
Yeah.
Will you go on the first date with him? Huh? Like you're the first double date.
Did you do that?
Huh?
Did you do that with one of your kids? That would be awful.
I'm trying to remember the whole like dating.
That was a while ago.
Yeah, I just don't. Yeah.
Did anybody go with you guys on your first date? No.
What was ours? Well, we hung out for the first time at your house.
Oh, so that's like the same thing.
He didn't want to go to your house?
Was no, he afraid of Daryl? No, he didn't want to come to my house first.
Oh, man.
Next question.
Next question from Ashley, and I don't have her new last name saved. Crap. Hold on.
Oh, you don't know her last name?
Yes, I do. Hold on. It starts with a G, right? Yes. Okay. Yeah. All right. It starts with a G. I can see it. Jennifer. I'm thinking of Jennifer, and she was with Yvonne. Shane Gerber. Sure. So Ashley Gerber. See, it just took me a second. All right. Here we go. Sorry, Ashley. What do you love most about each other, and what's a funny, weird pet peeve that the other person does? This could be like an ick. One of your icks, like off of TikTok. So they do on TikTok, they have like an ick. Like
an ick?
Yeah, so an ick is like something that, like my ick for you.
Well, okay, what is it? See my face?
Yeah, you went back, but my ick for you is when I tell you something and then you don't remember it. So then I have to tell you again and again and again.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Do you have an ick for me?
Like, give me one example.
I guess I can't.
Because you can't remember.
I'm sorry. But there have been multiple things. So the dating thing. The talking thing. I've told you that 5,000 times.
Oh, you mean about like the whole house?
Yeah. So that's just one thing. Okay. But I can't think of anything else.
Man, that's icky.
It's so icky.
I told him when we were at Topgolf and he went and he hit the ball and he like completely whiffed it and like like that was like an ick. Like,
I just love the ick.
There's my future husband right there. Like, the one that just missed the whole ball.
And I told him that his feelings got a little hurt, but it didn't.
That was embarrassing. It was her whole family there.
Oh, and no. I go up there
and I swing as hard as I can and I miss it.
Yeah, you swing so hard too. So it's like, oh.
That's funny.
That is embarrassing.
Do you have one of her?
Oh, you're gonna hurt my feelings.
Aww. Yeah, I really have to watch it.
Okay. Wait, no ick. No Delaney, icks. You're the best. There is no ick.
I mean, you can have a funny, like, funny ick, but my ick about you is funny. Yeah. Like, it doesn't hurt your feelings.
I bury my feelings.
I know. So
you would never know if it did or not.
She uses your mom jokes, and those are just not funny.
Okay, that's fair.
She uses mom jokes. Like, what? That's what my mom said, or what? What are mom jokes?
Just like,
give us one.
Random. Just literally random. I was like, oh, what's something?
Like you'll like ask a question and you just answer your mom.
Yeah. Like,
your mom.
It's just random. No. And it's just like,
Like, have you ever heard like the your mama jokes? Like, I don't know how they.
TV.
It's on White Chicks.
Yeah.
Do you have one, Jenny?
Your mom. You just say after like anything.
No, she said a you mama joke.
Well, it's like.
No, because like, you say your mom your after mama? A certain thing.
Your mama. Wait, we didn't. Okay. We got the eggs, but what was the first part of the question?
So, what do you love most about each other? The question.
You got it.
Me.
Yep, you have both answer.
Her father.
Oh my god!
What, Daryl?
Wow!
You're not even dating me for me. You're dating me for my dad. No, I am fair.
But
that's cute.
She's actually really easy to get along with. Like, it's so simple. And why do you do that?
That's so
like,
funny.
I'm just like, that's easy to get along with.
Yeah.
I would say that too. Maybe I don't know you, but you seem like a
girlfriend. You know, that's what my thoughts are just like, I'm your girlfriend. That I hope I'm easy to get along with, you know?
Well, I don't know. That's not always the case. Really? Yeah, women have that like strange side about them. Okay. Yeah. Sometimes they're not so easy to get along with. Okay. Favorite thing about Isaac.
I like his willingness to always like want to be better, like as a boyfriend. Like he's always just wants to be a better boyfriend and like do better what he can.
Atta boy.
Yeah.
Good job. Good
saying quality. I started from the bottom. Is that what you're hinting at?
Now you're here.
I'm just saying.
All right, Doug Bragg. He wants to know, as young humans, what is your biggest concern in the world and how do we fix it?
Ooh. Mm. Biggest concern. Well, it's obviously not Target, by the way.
So exactly.
It's not any of the things like that.
Target's definitely a big concern for her.
Yeah, because she loves it, spending money at it. Yeah, maybe it's a real problem.
Do you have a big concern in the world today?
Oh, man. Just like the future, like society in the future. Kay. It's already been different since I've been alive. So I feel like it's going to get real weird.
Is there one element that you think we're going to get worse? That you fear more than anything? Like money, politics. Like, are you into politics?
I'm not. I feel like I...
So you'd be like Jenny and never vote?
No, I'm voting this year. We should take a camera with us.
Yeah.
We can't, but that would be fun.
Yeah.
No, I got to start paying attention soon because I don't know. I can vote soon, but I just never have looked into it.
Can we vote in the next election?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if I can.
Well, it depends when you're... because you're 18.
July 5th.
Yeah.
Well, I'm... You're 17.
Yeah, because it'll be September or October, right?
This upcoming.
When is the election?
It's this September, October, right? Ooh.
Yeah, I'm going to say this, and I feel like I'm really confident about it, but now I'm worried.
What?
Aren't all elections, like presidential elections in November?
Yeah. They're around a certain time, but I can't remember when they are.
Oh, I know. It's like
November. Okay.
Thanks, Nick.
But it is this year. So, yeah, you will be able to.
It'll be this year for the 2024 election, so we won't be able to.
Oh, you won't?
So I got another 3-4 years till I have to actually pay attention.
There you go.
So you don't have anything in your mind like, want to change, want something to be different in the world? Do you even think about the world or is it just small right now? I don't mean that bad. Is it just this is our world? I'm not really thinking about what's happening outside of this world. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty small right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Being in high school.
Yeah.
Delaney, nothing for
you? What about bullying?
Bullying.
It's like
bowling. What is bullying?
No, not bowling. Bullying.
It's actually, I feel like it doesn't happen that often. I feel like it's very low key.
Really?
When it does. It's like, you know, you see all the videos and everything on the internet and you're like, oh, that's terrible. You don't, I mean, at least at Huntington North, you don't see stuff
that's
like
surprising.
That.
That's surprising.
But
it's not how it was my year.
Really?
Yeah. So that's good that it's changed.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it happens. It's mostly over social media and stuff now. Like
that would make sense. People can't say it to your face anymore.
I know, because
that's a thing that you would change in the world, right?
What?
That whole social media talking about you without.
We've talked about this before. Back in the day, you just go out and fight.
Yeah, exactly.
And then when you're done,
guys
just get it over with. You beat the tar out of each other and you let it go. It's done.
Now your words are forever on social media.
Over in the parking lot
at 3.
Yeah.
After school.
Okay.
All right. Next question, Grace Diamond. What are the difficulties of being a Christian couple in high school? And how long have you guys relied on God to support you through those things?
So we got the first part kind of right.
Yeah.
Like the relationship.
Mm-hmm. The difficulties.
Is there any difficulties?
We talked about this earlier. It's like, I wouldn't think difficulties would be the right word. Help me out here.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
About being intentional.
Mm.
It's not difficulties of like being in the relationship. It's like how people view us in a relationship. So like being intentional. So like, they think they're getting married and they're only juniors. Like
really?
I feel like I see that a lot.
Mm. Is it still a thing to give promise rings?
Yeah. Ashley got a promise ring.
Did she?
Mm-hmm.
I guess so.
Finding out now.
I did that. I gave Sherry a promise ring.
You did?
Yeah. I was a junior and she was a senior.
But
we got made fun of when I gave a promise ring.
Aw.
Yeah. Like, she was a senior, I was a junior. So
I don't know. I think people do a bit, but I feel like some people just don't get it at the same time.
Yeah.
Like it's a pretty honestly kind of serious. Like it's I don't know, but some people just don't get that.
I think the people that aren't dating to marry are the people that don't get it, which is majority of high schoolers.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say there are a lot of parents that would tell their kids to date around.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I've heard a lot of parents say hey, you don't want to just like, how do you know? Like, you should try more. And how do you know if this is the right one? And it's through high school. Don't be serious. You know, it's a bunch of fish in the pond. Try them all out. Like, no, I think that's a lot of parental advice today.
That's surprising.
I mean, I'm not saying they're saying go sleep around. I'm just saying they're like, don't be serious. Don't be in a serious relationship in high school. Mm-hmm. Date around, have fun. I think that's a common thing today.
Wow.
Okay.
All right, next question is from Corinne Bates. She has a question for everyone. If you were an ice cream flavor, what would you be and why? I would be birthday cake. Why? Because it's fun and it's colorful and it's just delicious.
I would be Superman because I want to be Superman. I mean, who doesn't want to be Superman?
Not me.
Huh?
Not me. Maybe all the guys do. Do you want to be Superman?
No.
Yeah.
You don't want to be Superman? Yeah. Who would not want to be Superman?
What like, man wouldn't want to be Superman?
Yeah. What woman wouldn't be Wonder Woman?
I don't know if that's an ice cream.
Good one. Wonder Woman's not an ice cream.
They should.
Not a Jimmy's. Like yeah.
What would you guys be? An ice cream flavor and why?
Oh, cotton candy.
Yes, that's a good it's one like, too. Wait,
like,
why?
I just
why?
Like all the colors in it.
Yeah, there I agree. Go. Fluffy.
I don't know. I'm not. I don't.
You don't even eat ice cream?
I don't. Yeah, I don't like explore all the like flavors.
Peanut butter ice cream.
Okay. He would be peanut butter.
Peanut I rock butter? With peanut butter.
Because he sticks to the roof of your mouth or what?
I don't know. I just think you like, all I can think about is how much you like Reese's. So I just.
Oh, then you'd be Reese's. Oh, yeah. Okay. There. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Richie Yulry wants to know, what are you both doing for your next steps? College, work, military, et cetera. And we kind of talked about this, but we really didn't. Do you guys have plans or ideas of where you might go or what you might want to do?
I'm trying to go to college. I'm not sure what I want to study or where I want to go yet, but I think that's the next step for me.
Mm-hmm.
Probably around here somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to try Indiana just because that's a lot cheaper than out of state.
Yep. Do you know what you want to do?
Not really. I don't want to go to college. So I've thought of a bunch of different options. Like, I think it'd be cool to be a realtor, but also at the same time, like, that's not like stable income all the time. And that kind of scares me. So not, I don't know, or like, I would want to open a coffee shop. I think me and Ashley have talked about wanting to open a coffee shop.
Wow.
There you go.
So I think that would be cool. Because Roanoke doesn't even have like a good one. So I would want to open one in Roanoke.
Oh, that would be such a cute one too.
I have a question. Is it normal that people say like, I want to go to college, but I really don't know what I want to go for? Like, is that a normal thing?
I feel like it is.
Yeah.
What, and then you just, like, figure it out when you're there? Or?
I don't know. It makes me nervous because it's like, just, I feel like I'm running out of time. I'm not sure what I want to do yet.
But you have so much time. You know what? But I remember that feeling, like, feel like you're running out of time, but you're not. Like, I feel like it's such a hard thing to put on somebody that young to decide what they're going to do for the rest of their life. Because,
really?
I mean, think about it. So many people go into college with one degree and then are thinking that that's what they're going to do. And then they change it and stay in for so many more years because they don't know what they want to do. Because the one thing they thought they wanted to do, they don't like.
Hmm. Yeah, I feel like that's really common, too. Like, if people that don't go in saying they don't know what they're going to do, they end up going in with what they think they want to do. And then they change it, like, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so the reason to just go to college is because...
I don't know.
Supposed to, or because you want to play ball?
I feel like I want to play ball, but
yeah. I
feel like,
mean, that's why Brady went to college.
Right.
I mean, it had nothing to do with college. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like, I want to go play football.
Yeah.
You know, and then what's the easiest degree? So he got a business degree.
You know,
while he's in there. So,
yeah.
And he thought that he would come home and work at the business. So.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, I just wondered that. I just wondered, like, when you don't know what you want to do, if people just randomly end up in college, but if there's another motivation.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Jess Yulry, what effect do they feel social media has on high school kids these days, positive or negative?
Do you love social media? And you better say yes since your dad's sitting in there. Because you'll get slapped silly if you say something bad about social media.
Yeah, you will.
How much are you on it? If you did the weekly... Yeah. If you did like, the, like, how much time you spend?
Like
30 minutes a day? An hour?
on one platform or what?
I don't know. Isn't there a thing on your phone that can say like how much time you spend on it?
4 or 5 hours a day.
A day.
Yeah. But like during the actual day, like, cause I'd say 2 or 3 of it is after like 9 o'clock. So I just go in my room. Mm-hmm. So I'm on TikTok and Instagram the rest of the night. So like during the actual day, probably 2.5, 3 hours.
And so is it just like, explain to me, it's like when you go to bed at night, is that your like wind down? I'm trying to figure out why you wouldn't just go to bed.
I'm not tired yet. Everybody else in my house goes to bed. And then I'm like, I'm not tired yet. So I'll just go to my room too. Yeah. But like, I'm not going to be able to fall asleep yet.
Right.
You're so the idea is to just like scroll through.
Like you would read a book before bed. It's turned into social media.
Oh, so that's your new book. So you just scroll through TikTok. Yeah. Okay, and the benefit, tell me that. Like, I'm not saying it's bad. I don't mean this. So when you walk away from it, you're like, I am so glad that I watched TikTok because I, what?
Some funny stuff on there.
Okay, so you just laugh. So it's just entertainment.
Or I learned stuff. I learned stuff once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Like,
What's the last thing you learned on TikTok that had any advantage
like,
in your life?
Like, half the news going on, I would not know if it wasn't for TikTok. Like, the submarine thing. Yeah. I would not know about that if it wasn't for TikTok.
You didn't know about Target, but you knew about the submarine.
That's so true. Yeah.
That makes sense. That makes me, so you're news, so you don't watch the news, you get it off TikTok.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess
there's a lot of good things on there.
Yeah. How about you, Delaney? Are you on it very much?
He's better than I am about it, honestly. Yeah.
Meaning you're on it more?
Yeah.
Okay. So yours would be more than 4 or 5 hours a day?
Probably.
Ooh. Okay.
I mean, yeah.
All right, Chrishell, besides Jesus, if you could meet someone from the Bible, who would it be and why?
Who's the one that cut the ear off?
Peter?
Yeah, him.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
I'd choose Samson because he's got the long hair and the big muscles. And
yes.
I just think
that'd
be cool.
Yes.
Yes, that would be good.
Ask him what his bench press is.
Yeah.
All right, Angie Sendo, and you have already answered this, but I'm going to read it anyways. What are your plans after you graduate? And in parentheses, she says, college is overrated. Do something that doesn't put you in a poop emoji ton of debt. Also, not a question, but advice. Trust God. She meant good, but she said hood. Do good and don't be stupid. Poop emoji. Wink face. No, not a wink face. I'm sorry. Smiley face and a heart. Kissy.
Good.
Thanks, Angie. All right. Adam Shoemaker. Isaac and Delaney, what is the best piece of advice, of relationship advice that you have ever been given?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
And who gave it to you?
Ooh.
Probably the one earlier. Either the date to marry one. Yeah. Or I've heard, like, as a girl, like, chase God as much as you can. So that, like, wait, chase him far enough or whatever. So, like, a guy has to chase him to get to you.
Yep.
Kind of thing. Wow. I've never heard that one.
That's good.
Chase him far enough so that he has to run after God to get to you or something like that.
That's good.
Yeah. I love that.
I don't remember any advice I've gotten.
She's got you taken care of. Yeah. All right, Peggy Eads. If they're going to college, are they going to the same college? We've answered that.
Yeah.
While at college, what will they do to... So let's change this to not while at college, but just after high school. What will they do to keep their relationship with God close and alive?
I still feel like we can do everything we're doing today, especially with social media and all the... internet and stuff that we have. I feel like we could.
Yeah. Good.
All right, Riley Sullivan, what kind of careers are you interested in? So we kind of touched on this.
Yeah, Isaac has no idea.
Yeah.
And Delaney's going to be a shop. Firefighter.
Firefighter?
She's an entrepreneur.
Yes. All right, Kaylin Griffith, what is your favorite holiday? See, end off on an easy one.
Oh. And I like 4th of July. It's,
really?
It's
just next to my birthday?
Oh, yeah.
It's your birthday?
On the 5th.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow.
It's the exact reason. It's just, it's always fun, like good vibes. You just feel good on the 4th of July. There's the fireworks and hot dogs.
You know. You get your American flag stuff out. Do you like own American flag clothes?
I don't, but I wish I did. I'd wear them.
Well, while you're at Target, you get American flag bathing suit.
Yes. There you go. I can do that. Yeah. Oh, that would be cute.
Get you American flag bandana. Yeah.
I have one of those, actually. Yeah.
Eric, see? Can wear that, too. Mm-hmm. What about you?
Probably Halloween. I just think it's a fun one.
Dress up.
Yeah. I like.
What do you dress up like? What's your favorite costume?
I already know what we can dress up as next year.
Okay.
Harry Potter and Hermione.
Aww.
Harry Potter.
That'd be cool.
Yes.
Yeah. Last year.
We were Alvin and the Chipmunks last year.
Mm-hmm. Aww, that's cute. Group of friends. Oh, that's cute. Mm-hmm. That's fun.
Jenny, what's your favorite?
What? Holiday? Mm-hmm. It would be either Easter or Christmas. Probably both. I like it for different reasons because I like vibes in both of them. So spring is in Easter or Easter time. And it's just like, I don't know, spring feels like new life to me and all the pastel colors is fun. And then Christmas, I don't know, this is just the whole feeling around Christmas. It's like good. Warmth, I guess.
Yeah. I would do Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Fall, good food. Christmas drives me crazy.
Yeah. Are you one of those guys that's like nothing Christmas until like a certain date?
I'm nothing Christmas ever.
All right.
So we, a long time ago, Sherry and I would have this fight about Christmas. And because I felt like people got all they needed throughout the whole year. Like, why are we buying these kids gifts? If anything, let's go rewrap the stuff that they don't care with anymore, you know, and then they'll think it's a brand new thing. So she suggested that we start doing experiences instead of gifts.
I love that.
So we started traveling every Christmas and no longer did Christmas gifts. So we would just go take a trip. We were gone for a week and a half, 2 weeks over the Christmas, New Year's time. And to our kids today, a lot of them, when they talk about Christmas, talk about the trips we went on and not necessarily the gift part of it. I'm just anti the whole like get together with people you don't like, which tends to happen all the time over Christmas. Yes. Like you do family get togethers with family you never see, you know, so you're busy the whole time. And I just, I don't like that part of it. I really don't like spending a ton of money on Christmas gifts that essentially are, I think, wasteful, but that's everybody else's.
Yeah, I agree. They are.
And I think we just miss the whole opportunity of what Christmas could be because we're so busy doing everything else. Now, I love to go look at other people's. Like, we used to go to New York over Christmas. So we'd go into the city.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Oh,
so we'd like travel into the city. And I like looking at decorations. I just don't want to put any up. I don't want to put Christmas lights up because I don't want to take them down. Mm-hmm. I don't really want to decorate a Christmas tree. You know, that kind of stuff.
Because I leave
that stuff to my mom.
Yeah. I love the festivity piece of it, but I don't like anything else. So
Delaney wants everything up. Like,
so you're, like, do you like all the stuff up?
November 1st.
Yes. Yes. That's like, how I am.
Oh, like, why would you not? It's such a happy time.
It is. Just the vibe and the feeling of it.
I love Thanksgiving. I'm with you. I think it's great.
Thanksgiving, you get those 3 days, like the day off. Wait, what is it? Like the 2 days before Thanksgiving and the day after Thanksgiving?
You're in Christmas mode after Halloween.
Of course.
Yeah.
So you love that. Like you love putting up decorations and
it's just the feeling.
Like Christmas dates, like going to see Christmas lights or ice skating. Like it's so fun. Why would you not want to?
It is.
Yeah. I'd like the experiences. I just don't like the materialistic part of it that I think gets weird. Those kinds of things, the festivities, the fun of getting together as families.
Yeah, that's why I like it.
Yeah. Again, but you know, a lot of times in these, at least it was for our family, it's like you can't even really enjoy it because you got like your time and then somebody else's time. You're traveling like the five different, you know, get-togethers in 2 days and you can't really have fun at any of them. Yeah, here nor there. Okay, you're going to end us up?
All right, yes, I am. So the questions that were just asked is from our texting group that gets sent out every week. And if you aren't on it, you need to be. And you need to text podcast to 260-408-8383. And again, I send a text each week that lets you know who's going to be on the podcast, give you a brief description, and we want you to come up with questions because we want you to be involved. And we think it's important that other people find out other things that we don't ask.
Yeah. No, I think it's the best. I think it's some of the best part of the podcast.
It is.
Being able to go through
it is
the question piece of it. So I'll just end with, first of all, I'm proud of you guys because again, watching your relationship, knowing you guys personally and the things that you guys are walking through in your own journeys and that you guys have made faith an important part of. Again, I think it's an anomaly to see young people dating to be married, mm-hmm. and that you guys are being intentional about your conversation. So not only am I proud of you, I'll pray for you guys, because again, I think that people are looking for examples, and although it's abnormal, we're praying that more people will be like, hey, that's the way, you know, that it should be. So excited for you guys' future, excited for what God's doing in your life. And so if you guys watch this podcast, make sure that if you watch it or if you're listening to it, make sure that you, when Jenny puts it out on Thursday, mm-hmm. that you like, comment, share, so that we can get this podcast out. If you see Delaney and Isaac at church, come up and say hi. Mm-hmm. Again, great to see young people being in church and being a part of helping, you know, in the different parts and different areas at the church. I think it's great to see. So,
side note on the saying hi thing, my aunt who's just on, she came up to me on Sunday and she was like, Jenny, I am a celebrity because everybody is saying hi to me. I thought that was hilarious. Yeah. So that will be you guys next week.
You'll be the celebrities.
Yep.
Okay. So thanks everybody for joining us, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.